Yay!
Oh, wait, so we're out here at the last day of Cub Scout Day Camp. And what's great is that the last day of Cub Scout Day Camp, we have our tigers come out for the day. And now the tiger I have with me today, this is the first activity he's done as a Cub Scout. You guys were at Stealth, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you were at Stealth? So you did get to come out of Stealth. But this is the first fun activity. No, I was joking. Stealth is great. This is the first Catan activity that you've come out to as a Cub Scout. And I don't think I've ever met anyone more excited to be a Cub Scout than Jesse Brand. So, Jesse, what grade are you going into?
First.
And what school do you go to?
Pleasant View Valley.
Pleasant View? So, do you know what pack number you're in?
129.
129. We'll rock and roll. Well, Jesse, before we ask you about day camp, you want to be a Cub Scout more than anyone I've ever met. What have you gotten to see your brother do in Cub Scouts that you can't wait to do?
Fishing.
Fishing?
I want to do fishing really bad. But I didn't see Camp do it. It's just I really want to do fishing.
You really want to go fishing?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that you've seen Caleb do?
BB guns.
BB guns?
I did that this morning.
You got to do BB guns this morning? How'd you do?
Good.
And you got to shoot BB guns at Stealth, right?
Dad got 7 points, I got 38.
You got 38 points? Did you get a patch?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a patch on your first day? Well, rock and roll. So, what are some things you've gotten to do so far at day camp this morning? You got to do BB guns? Did you do your Bobcat badge? So, okay, what's the Cub Scout motto?
Do your best.
Wow, first day.
Who taught Bobcat for you this morning? Who was your teacher? What's his name?
Andy.
Yeah. I did my best with teaching Bobcat badge. Well, Jesse, you have an exciting and cool Cub Scout year ahead of you because you guys are the first group of tigers that get to do the new program. And so you'll be the first class of Cub Scouts that goes through the new Cub Scout program from the beginning. So I think that's pretty cool. So what were you at our Cub Scout recruitment night?
At the library? Did you go to the library?
It was at the library.
Or the family museum.
Family museum.
That's right. Did you go to the family museum?
You did? You were there.
For
I
what?
Saw you there.
For
remember
what?
When we did the recruitment at the family museum?
Yeah, you played with Mr. Patterson in the family museum.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I went to the, a couple of days ago, I think, we went to the library and we watched Big Hero 6.
You watched Big Hero 6? Are you going to be at the River Bandits next week and we're going to watch Big
yep.
Hero 6? Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Man, you are the most excited person I've ever met who wants to be a Cub Scout. So, what do you hope to do at camp the rest of the day?
Fishing.
Fishing? Oh, yeah, we get to go fishing next, right?
Yep.
And,
or boating.
You're going to do some, float some boats?
Yeah.
We'll rock and roll. Okay, Jesse, what do you like to do outside of Cub Scouts?
We went canoeing once.
You went canoeing once? You're on a baseball team, right?
Yep.
What do you,
Do you know what my baseball team is called?
What?
The Iguanas.
The Iguanas? I think it should be called Jesse and the Rippers. What's great is Jesse thinks that's funny and he doesn't even get the reference. So, the Iguanas. And you guys, are you good?
Yeah.
Are you as good of a baseball player as Caleb?
Probably.
So Caleb's team's in first place, right?
Yeah.
So you got time. You got time.
Max and Ryan and Tripp are on my team.
Yeah?
And both Max and Tripp are here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I met Max this morning. Okay, so,
He used to go to my kindergarten class, too.
He was in your kindergarten class. Is he your friend?
Yes.
Rock and roll. Do you have lots of friends?
Yeah.
I don't.
I'll be your friend, Andy.
Yeah, Jesse, what are your parents' names?
Angie and Mike.
And Angie is running day camp, isn't she? And so we've had a great week out here. Couldn't have asked for a better camp. It was hot earlier in the week. You missed all the hotness, but you got all this rain. It's been raining all morning, but it seems to be cooling down now, and I think that we're going to be able to close up camp in the dry.
Yay!
We'll rock and roll. Well, Jesse, you have your entire Cub Scout career ahead of you and your Boy Scout career. What are some things that you want to do in scouting?
Archery here.
Archery? Mm-hmm. So do you want to keep... So Caleb has gotten
he
a whole bunch of
awards. Yesterday.
Caleb got his supernova. He got two supernovas. Caleb's been on the podcast before. And Caleb's going to be a Boy Scout soon.
Bandanas when
what?
He did the podcast. We went to Bandanas.
Oh, we did go to Bandanas for Caleb's podcast. Do you want to be a Boy Scout after Cub Scouts?
Yeah?
Do you want to be an Eagle Scout?
Yeah.
Well, rock and roll. I hope that I get to see that happen. Oh, hey, you're going to be an Eagle Scout in Troop 80. So,
can you please stop fading away?
Well, Jesse, what is your favorite current TV show?
SpongeBob?
Yeah, what's your favorite part about SpongeBob?
Where he does all this funny stuff.
Yeah, because he does funny stuff. Who's your favorite character on SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
I think that the character I most like is Squidward.
He's kind of...
No.
Because see, you guys don't see me when I'm, like, home in my apartment, and I'm always, like, those people making noise next door. No, but the people around me probably think that I'm the one making noise next door. But, I probably I'm more like SpongeBob.
I was thinking Patrick.
Patrick? No, Zach Buthane. Zach Buthane is Patrick.
I knew who I would like to eat with that.
My favorite character on SpongeBob is Gary the Snail. I think Gary is hilarious. And he's my favorite. Oh, wait, so,
he's cute too.
What?
He's cute too.
Yeah, I think I like it when they have when shows have a pet that's not like a dog or a cat, when it's like an unusual animal. Oh, wait, so what do you want to be when you grow up?
A professional baseball player.
Professional baseball player. What team do you want to play for?
Cubs.
Do you know what position you want to play? That's probably too soon to know that, right?
First base
for the Cubs. Well, rock and roll. Maybe by the time that you're a Cub, they may have a chance of winning the World Series.
No.
What?
No. Well, when I played baseball, when I was your age, they would always put me in the outfield, and then I would just sit out there and, like, catch grass.
Pick dandelions.
Plan my day in my head, and then occasionally I touch a ball from time to time, but it was never on the end of my bat. Never did that, so. Oh, hey, Jesse.
Stop saying away!
If you could meet anybody, alive, dead, fictional, it could be anybody, and you're going to have a meal with them, who are you going to meet and what are you going to eat?
Hulk.
You're going to meet Hulk? Like the Incredible Hulk. You know that. What would you eat with the Incredible Hulk?
Hamburgers.
Do you think that? Do you think that the Incredible Hulk? How many hamburgers do you think he could eat?
100.
100. That's a lot of hamburger. That's like probably what, like half a cow, quarter of a cow.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. Well, rock and roll. What's your favorite type of hamburger? Do you like cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
So I like a restaurant in Princeton. Where they...
I got one.
They put cheeseburgers... Or they put peanut butter on their cheeseburgers. They put peanut butter on their bacon cheeseburgers. Have you ever had something like that? It's pretty good. You should try it sometime.
There's a place in Bettendorf that does that, too.
Yeah. Kelly's does that.
Roomside Grill does, too.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out, because I love it. I think it's
great.
They don't put peanut butter on there.
They don't do that yet, but... cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. We'll rock and roll.
With ketchup and mustard and pickles.
Ketchup, mustard, and pickles? Those are the essentials, right? I just have mine plain. I'm very bland in the cheeseburger department. Well, Jesse, I don't want to keep you anymore from fishing because you're literally hopping with excitement. But I look forward to, in a couple of years, podcasting with you again and seeing what you thought about your Cub Scout experience. You want a deal? How about when you're a Weevilo, we'll podcast again and see how things are going. All right?
Okay.
Well, rock and roll. Well, thank you,
Stop
Jesse.
Stop saying away! It's super
like,
annoying.
Jesse doesn't like that I leave the K out of the word okay. Well, Jesse, have a great afternoon at camp, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hopefully you stop saying away.